This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us in Montana. And Kyle, you mentioned that the wealthy are pulling their money out of banks. And yeah, that's true. That's true. Do you want to flesh out the rest of that story?
Sure. No, you go ahead, Vince. Whatever you got, I can fill in at the end.
Well, ever since Sam Bankman-Fried was involved in this massive multi-billion-dollar fraud, the wealthy have become concerned. That's one of the reasons. They also see massive inflation, and they probably saw what we saw at the beginning of the COVID crisis when the federal government, with Donald Trump and Joseph Biden, started sending out checks to people for just to kind of cover expenses while the collapse got started. And that was inflationary, massively inflationary. So I think the wealthy are realizing that it makes no sense to keep digits in a bank earning virtually no interest, just like the rest of us see that. And they are putting their funds into other vehicles, other investment vehicles that have some safety and are tangible, like farmland, which is what Bill Gates has been doing. But back to you.
Well, the reality, folks, is anything that you need, and you're going to have to think about this. This is going to require some mental gymnastics for you. Picture next summer. Already, I mean, I'm looking right now online for tires and rims or anything that I might need. If I see a screaming deal on a set of tires and rims for next summer that are not studded, because I have studded ones covered for this winter, next winter, and the winter after that. But the summertime is when I tend to use summer tires more often. They tend to burn up faster because of the heat and the quality that we get nowadays. So I'm looking for things like next summer already. But anything that you can afford to buy right now that you know you're going to need, I guarantee you whatever price you're going to buy them at is going to be less than what you're going to pay next summer. I'll give you an example. This is actually a little humorous. I didn't know my daughter necessarily was going to be looking for studded snow tires for her little truck. I didn't know she was going to be really doing that because she's run the one tires that she's got on there now. She ran them all through last winter with no problem. And my neighbor happens to have the exact same tires on his little Nissan setup. And so I found a set on Craigslist that were $250 for all four tires and rims, all four tires studded, and they looked like brand new, and all four of them for $250. And so I told my neighbor about it, and he said, no, you know, I don't like buying used tires. So it just so happened that my daughter mentioned to me that she was looking for them, and so she saw them, and she ran down there and got them. Well, my next-door neighbor goes into one of the tire shops here in the town, and they said, yeah, we can get them for you. Be about a week and a half, and it's going to cost you $790, and then another $100 for mounting balancing that we're going to put on top of that. So literally, he was almost at $900 by the time it got all said and done, and he had to pay for them in advance and wait a week and a half. And we had a snowstorm blow in, and he still hasn't got them on his vehicle. And he just told me day before yesterday, he said, my goodness, he said, I wish I would have listened to you. I could have had those tires mounted on there and been done. You know, but you need to look for this kind of stuff. People, there is so many people on Facebook, on Craigslist that are moving, that have sold their houses for a huge amount of money and really don't care about normal needs that they're fixing to. They're going to soon because they're having to buy into this inflated market. And for them to reestablish what they've got now to where they're going to move and wherever they go to, they're going to have to reestablish everything. It's going to cost them a lot. I mean, unless you sold your house for $1 million and you cleared $1 million and you're able to buy something for $300,000 or $400,000, you know, or $500,000, and then you've got $500,000 to work with, that's a different story. You can still do it. You're going to have to pay for it, and you're going to usually get substandard materials if you buy anything new. Anyway, the thing I'm trying to get at here is inflation is here to stay. I don't care if the Federal Reserve didn't raise interest rates just last week. Those kind of things are just stupid. Just look at stuff like real money. Look at real assets, tires, oil, filters, wood. If you need to buy wood and you have to buy wood, buy it now. If you can find a wood stove that, like I'm only familiar with one brand of rocket type stove that takes pellets and regular firewood. It's called Liberator. They're really expensive. They're like $300, $3,000, I mean. And so they're a lot of money. But if you've got, you know, $500,000 setting aside there, you should use it wisely. Set yourself up for when things do collapse. Because the hard thing for everybody seemingly to understand is if we go to the hyperinflation of, you know, the Weimar Republic or Venezuela or anything like that, people are paying $10,000 for a blooming meal of their dollars. Okay? If we go into hyperinflation, you're going to be spending a lot more cash of what's called cash, these denominated pieces of paper. You're going to have to spend a lot more paper to buy what you need than what you're spending now. And then all of a sudden, if you had to spend $1,000 to go out to eat and you had $100,000, all of a sudden that's not a lot of money. That's 100 meals. If you have to spend $1,000 to go grocery shopping, that's going to get burned up really, really quick. $100,000 is not going to go anywhere. So you should buy assets that are going to increase in value. If you bought a quart of oil for $5 or $7 and it goes up to $300 for a quart of oil, then all of a sudden, you've got an asset that's worth a lot more than what you bought it at originally. So the thing I'm trying to say, and we've always tried to say here at USA Prepares, is think ahead, buy what you need now. I had something happen to me, Vince, that I thought was really interesting. About a month ago, I buy these little flavored waters. They're a little carbonated beverage, and I have one or two a day. It's not a beer or anything like that. It's just kind of it's called Zevia, and it's a stevia, which is a sweetener, flavored type water, and I like them. And I usually get them on sale for about $8 or $9 for a 10-pack or 12-pack sometimes. But I just noticed that their normal price was $11.28 last week. and I went in there today, and it was $12.78. So it went up $1.50 in a week. So, folks, things are happening. Your food, your energy is going to go up. If I was Biden, I wouldn't even get my head out of the White House. I can't even imagine the delusion that he is living under to be able to tout his quote-unquote policies. And we are talking about terrorist attacks in the United States and the fact that all of these aliens, illegal aliens, have come across the border, and over 1 million or 2 million of them are not even found. No telling how many terrorists they have let into this country. And they've done it on purpose, folks. The purpose is to take this country to its knees. They want to remove it from being a first world nation to a third world nation. We're going down. And if you don't prepare for it now, if your head is in the clouds and you get caught off guard, and anything happens to the financial system, even a glitch, it's going to catch you. So your family is going to suffer so dramatically. Think about this. All of these illegal aliens are coming from places where bribery is a way of life, where lying is a way of life, where stealing and killing happens on a regular basis. It just happens. They come from these countries. That's why they're trying to escape there. They're hitting America, and the Biden administration is using your Social Security and your resources of your tax money to pay them money just to live here. They haven't got any usable trades. They're not craftsmen. And so they're getting paid, some places, the tune of almost $4,000 a month of your tax money just to live. Imagine what will happen if that money dries up. If all of a sudden there's a collapse and they don't get any money, do you think they're going to go back to the lying, cheating, stealing, killing way of life that they came from? And can you imagine the disruption in the supply chain, the disruption in normal everyday life when that happens? You better get prepared for it, because I'll bet you money, personally, you might have maybe a year before we see something, and they're going to drop this thing on us quickly, folks. It's going to happen so fast, they're not going to give you time to react, just like they had at 9/11. They had the Patriot Act already written. They knew this thing was going to happen. It was orchestrated. So it changed our lives in this country immediately, and we're still suffering the effects of it. Don't you think that, like with the COVID-19 pandemic, can you imagine that the vaccines weren't sitting there already? I'll pick up on the other side, or Vince, you can weigh in and give your two cents.
Yeah, Fauci was experimenting with them in the United States, in your neighborhood, Kyle, in Montana. In Montana in 2018. It's out in the public domain right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle, please continue and flesh out the current discussion.
The things I'm trying to bring out to people, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's just the automatic fade down of the of the rejoiner.
So the things that I'm trying to lay out for people, and I'm sure you've got a lot more on there too, things that you know you're going to need in the event. Let's just play a little bit of this out in your mind, folks. We've let in all 11 million or so, they say now, illegal people have crossed the border. You couldn't do that unless you had the agenda to bring this country down. You wouldn't do it. Nobody that's standing up for the country that you live in would allow it to be invaded without a purpose. This purpose is to bring this country to its knees. And that's going to happen. You would not spend money like a drunken sailor from the federal government stand of things unless you intended to bankrupt the financial system. You wouldn't do those kind of things if you didn't have the reality of what your goal was in mind at the end of all of these policies. You wouldn't have 9/11. You wouldn't have 87,000 new IRS agents set up here because they want desperately to take your land. because they are bankrupt, and they know they're bankrupt. They say, you will own nothing and be happy. The goal for all of this country is to take everything away from the people here. And that is going to include your life at some point if you don't agree with the narrative and follow the narrative. So to be able to survive and your family to survive as long as possible, you should buy what you have to need to survive for as long as possible, as soon as possible. The reality for all of us is going to be able to make things stretch more, learn to do things differently, learn to do things, period. Learn to do things for yourself, period. Teach your children, your grandchildren, how to handle firearms, self-defense, how to chop wood, how to start a fire, how to purify water, how to mend clothes, how to be able to shop for the best possible deal you can get with food and the money you've got to be able to get it, how to barter. Teach them how to barter. That's a huge lost art. People don't have a clue what that's like. There's so many things that we're going to need to develop and develop quickly that if you get caught dead in the water, you're just going to get taken advantage of and steamrolled. And if there's terrorist attacks in this country, folks, just think about it a little bit, please. If there was 10 large terrorist attacks, a dirty bomb, something like that happened, can you imagine how fast your life in the area you're at will change? Can you imagine that they don't already have gun confiscation and property confiscation and papers to have to cross, go into town, and the martial law and all of those things? You think those things ain't already planned? They are. You better be able to hunker down where you are for long periods of time. Because I think if you can't outlast 3 or 4 months, you're going to be in a world of hurt. And even then, it's going to devolve from that point. But that's my thoughts on it, Vince. Whatever you got, is fine with me.
Well, I have a couple thoughts, and now we're going into a break. But imagine this, class. I've got 2 atomic clocks in the studio. One of them is analog, and it looks like an old school clock that would hang on the wall in the 1950s, 1960s. The other one is digital, and they have different times on them. One of them is confused. Now think about what that means.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. A caravan with thousands of migrants coming to the southern U.S. border. Approximately 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Mexico, headed for the southern border of the U.S. Today, Donald Trump Jr. giving testimony again in his father's civil fraud trial. Following his testimony, Eric, Ivanka, and former President Trump will also testify in the coming week. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said that a Republican plan to offer assistance to Israel is bound to fail in the Senate, citing what he called partisan poison pills within the bill. Evacuations from the Gaza Strip into Egypt are underway, with injured civilians and hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans, among those leaving. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Last day, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us. And we're talking about, in different words, everything's broken. Everything is broken. We've been saying that for quite a long time. So I'm in the studio, and on the studio wall at the farmhouse are two atomic clocks. One is digital and one is analog. And then I have three other clocks, one on each of the three screens in the bottom right-hand corner of the computer screens. And the computer screens say 10:35. So 10:35 a.m. Central Time. The analog analog clock says 10:35, and it's got the red hand that sweeps the seconds. And the digital clock says 11:35. Now, why am I mentioning this? The digital clock used to work just fine until like 2 days ago, and then it got confused. Now, I think it might be it's apprehensive about daylight savings time, and it's just a little bit early. So it's confused. The atomic clock signal is sent from the U.S. Naval Observatory on the East Coast. So it's a signal that's sent out to all these atomic clocks, and they are synchronized with the official time. Now, when I was growing up, people had wristwatches, and, you know, you could be 5 minutes off, 3 minutes off, 30 seconds off. You know, everybody's wristwatch wasn't synchronized to an atomic signal. They're typically analog with a watch movement that had a rotating mechanism inside the watch. But they were not synchronized to each other. They were all independent. Every single watch was independent in terms of time from every other watch. And in order to keep the country in synchronization, radio stations would say, at the tone, it will be 11 o'clock. And you'd hear a tone on radio stations. They would do that several times a day. That would be so you could set your watch. Well, or your clock. Well, can you imagine what would happen if the atomic clocks got confused? Can you imagine what would happen if it were overpowered, the signal were overpowered by some strange group? Now, of course, I'm not recommending this, but I'm just saying it would really mess up a highly computerized world. You know, you that Zoom meeting, you know, we'll have a Zoom meeting at 11:30, and some people show up, you know, plus or minus 10 minutes because they don't know what time it is. Can you imagine that? So the more we go down this road to computerization and automation and high technology, the more at risk we are for catastrophe. And that's where we're headed. That's just one tiny, tiny, tiny example that very few people have probably even considered. So it would wreak havoc with radio broadcast, radio commercials. You know, here's how it works. So a radio network, like a national network like the one we're on right now, sends out via satellite, via the internet, the broadcast. And it's synchronized to the atomic clock. And there are spots in a fixed clock where the local radio stations that pick up the signal insert their local commercials instead of the commercials that you might hear, the national commercials. And that's how they get their revenue. They sell local ad spots. But they've got to be to the nanosecond accurately synchronized to the clock of Genesis Communications or ABC or CBS or NBC or whomever is originating the broadcast. Imagine if the atomic clock wasn't working right. Imagine that. So commercials would be stepping on top of the broadcast and vice versa. Your doctor's appointment wouldn't be right. Everything would be broken, even more than it is. So In that line of thinking, everything being broken, I just wanted to share with you an experience that I've been having lately. As you know, that I talked with Frank about becoming a generator dealer and a service technician. And so I've called a couple companies, a couple big ones. There's one I really like, and I called another one yesterday. And I said, so I'm thinking about doing this. A competitor of the one I really like. I called the competitor yesterday. And so I'm thinking about doing this, and my plan is, the reason I'm calling is I see installations that are poorly done. And I don't think the people who are installing these generators are paying attention. And it bothers me. So I would like to be the one who gets it right. And I said, so what's involved in becoming a generator dealer with y'all? And the answer I got was, well, just buy a generator. I'm paraphrasing. So I could be a dealer with this other company, by buying a generator. Now, what does that say? What does it say about the requirements for knowledge? All I have to do is buy one, and now I'm a dealer. Now, I could sell it before I bought it, and that would be the one that would make me a dealer. Or I could buy one for myself, and then buy another one, and sell it. Or I could sell one before I bought it, take delivery, deliver it to a customer, and I'm now a dealer. There's no educational requirements. That fully explains to me why people are having problems with the generators. Because there's no educational requirement to become a dealer. Can you imagine that? That's where we are today. So I was talking to this one guy yesterday from a company, you know, at the corporate headquarters. And I said, so what about installation? He said, well, you know, you can take these classes online. And you're required to be a certified installer. You have to take some classes, and that's a good thing. You can take them online, and then there's 2 days of on-site training, $750 for 2 days of training. Okay. And then you have to buy a parts kit. I said, okay, tell me about the parts kit. Well, it's $1,700, so you have a kit of parts so you can go service, you know, some of these generators. Okay, so what's in the parts kit? Well, I don't know. You don't know. So you're the guy that's signing up people to become installers, and you require them to buy a parts kit, and you don't know what's in the parts kit? And the guy told me, well, no, he's an onboarding expert. So you know, his job is to bring on board new installers. And you have to buy a parts kit from the big company, but he doesn't know what's in the parts kit. I said, well, does it have like relays? Does it have orifices? You know, what's it got? Air filters, spark plugs? He didn't know. How do people get jobs where they have no idea what they're doing? Do you find this amazing? I can't believe what's happening. I wanted to install a gas meter on our propane generator because I want to know. You know, I absolutely believe that the generators burn between 0.87 gallons of propane an hour to 3.63 gallons per hour. I believe that, but I want to see it. So I bought a gas meter. Bought on the internet. It's a very low price. And so I had a lot of trouble. When you deal with Facebook Marketplace, it's tough. It's tough to get information because the sellers have no idea what they're doing. They're typically the lowest common denominator, right? So I finally got this thing in front of me. I called the company that sells them, the importer. It looks like it's made in Mexico, which is fine with me, but it's not. It's made in China. And the company brand name, and I'll tell you this all later once I make sure it all works, and I'll tell you the make, model, and all that. I don't want you to go on a wild goose chase like I am currently on. But I called the company, and I said, so do you have any more of these? If I sell generators, I'd like to offer this to our customers so they can see what's going on, kind of like what I'm doing. He said, we don't have any in stock. Do you plan on getting any? I don't know. So where are they made? Oh, they're made in China. Oh, so they're made in China. They look like they're made in Mexico. And you sell them, but you don't have any. Right. We don't have any. And you don't know when you're going to get any more in. Right. This is the national importer of this product. They have no idea if they're going to get any more of them in. That is the supply chain we're in. So what I'm trying to say is when I say it's broken, it's broken. Everything is broken. I went to the internet. Kyle was talking about getting things, and I was thinking about the burn rate of propane. And I wanted to teach you the difference in fuel consumption, because Kyle was talking about heating. So all I wanted to do was look up how many BTUs a stove burner consumes. How much fuel? So you can go to Lowe's and you can go to the big box stores and you can type in kitchen stove, kitchen cooktop, propane, natural gas. And you would think that these manufacturers would say, well, we have four burners or five burners, and the burners are 5,000 BTUs, 8,000 BTUs, 10,000 BTUs, 15,000 BTUs, etc. You would think they'd be proud of that. Well, evidently, the generally dumb public is so generally dumb, they don't even discuss how many BTUs these burners are. So you can't compare brand for brand for brand to see which one has the, you know, if you're looking for cooking quickly, you'd probably want more BTUs. If you want a slow simmer, you want fewer BTUs. You would think that the customer would be interested in that. You can't find that information out very easily. That's how dumb we are. We really are. And one of the points I'm trying to bring out is that if a, and I know what the number is, it's about 5,000 BTUs for, you know, a single stove burner, maybe 8,000. If you got a big one, maybe 10,000 BTUs. Newer one might be even 15,000 BTUs because everybody's in a hurry. Let's just turn that thing up to 15,000 BTUs and get it cooked fast, right? Well, I use the smallest burner I can find on our stove. I have a favorite burner. It's on the right rear. It's a small burner. It takes longer, but it doesn't waste as much energy as I could waste. Okay. So, here's the thing. A small propane generator by Generac, their smallest one burns 0.87 gallons of propane an hour. That's 15 times more per hour than a small stovetop, 5,000 BTU stovetop burner would burn. What I'm trying to say is I don't think people have any idea how much fuel they use for whatever they're trying to do. Generac's larger generator burns 3.63 gallons of propane an hour. That's 66 times more fuel than a 5,000 BTU stove burner burns. I don't think people realize how much fuel they're using. And what Kyle's desperately trying to say is, try to pay attention to everything, because you got to know everything.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle, I'd like to read an email from one of our students, Brett. And he was on the air with you and me. And he wanted to buy a toy holder. And somehow he was talked out of it. but I wanted to mention something before I read this email. It's a short email. Someone, a very, very, very wise man, I heard say this. And I might be paraphrasing just slightly, but what this wise man said was, education is expensive no matter how you get it. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, my dad. Yeah, he used to tell me, and education is expensive, son, no matter how you got to get it.
Yeah, and you're the guy who is the wise man who said that. And you're absolutely positively right. And what we're finding out, class, is all over the United States, people are in jobs that they have no business being in. I think what's happening is people can't stand what they're doing for whatever reason, and they quit. And so another person gets in that seat and answers the phone and just can't take it when the customers finally say, "Don't you know what you're doing?" And I guess after hearing that for a couple of weeks, they quit and they put a new person in. So the requirement to have a job is a pulse. You know, if you got a pulse and can you speak just sort of like English, that's good enough. It seems like that's the requirement. So everything's broken, and you're going to have to do a lot of research for yourselves. And that's what we're trying to teach you here at USA Prepares. There's no one that's really going to help you from the government. You're pretty much on your own. So here's the email from Brett. And he was the gentleman who wanted to buy the toy hauler, and he's decided that's not going to work. And I put him in touch with a realtor, and she's working with him, a realtor in Missouri. And so he's looking for property, and here's what his email says, quote, "Hello, Vince. I feel a sense of urgency in asking you this. Would it be too much trouble to come up with a list of all the parts necessary for a photovoltaic system for a house? Not bought yet, and I do not know the needs of it yet. I feel an urgency to spend the money now with the Panama Canal closing, up with an oil embargo pending, with our country having taken on $600 billion in debt in the last month. I think this would be a very good, prudent investment in my preparing for survival. Vince, if you would please come up with a complete list of everything that I would need, including wire connectors, wire connector crimpers, feet of wires, hook me up with a company that you deal with, as per our previous discussion. You're very precise, and I know you would think of everything. I trust you, so if I need to send you the money to order it and have it delivered to your farm, I'll come pick it up. Want to have a place to install it or get a storage unit. Please feel free to read this in class, and I'm hoping it would inspire others to act as well and contact me with your thoughts as well. Your student and longtime listener, Brett. End quote. So, Kyle, maybe next time you're on, would you like to teach this class with me about what is involved in building a solar system?
Sure. You bet, Vince. That'd be great. I just have one thing before the program's over here that I want to get across to folks. You know, Vince and I have been saying we can see this thing coming like a slow moving train in a tunnel, and the light's getting brighter and brighter and brighter all the time. And we didn't think it's going to last as long as it has. In reality, I personally will speak for myself. I didn't think this thing could stay afloat as long as it has, because I did not assume or I didn't understand how much debt could be produced and still not collapse a country. But if we lose world reserve currency status, which is happening at a rapid rate, if we continue to bankrupt the dollar, you will see gold and silver and prices on everything go dramatically higher, extremely fast. And my dad had another saying. He said, because he fought in Korea, a lot of really bloody battles. And one of them things he would tell me is, Americans wake up when their guts are out. So, folks, please wake up. Please buy what you need now. Please take that, like Brett is talking about there, buying all that. He's probably going to invest in the $20,000 range. If you've got it and you can do that, please do it. Please get food, water, fuel, propane, gasoline, non-ethanol gasoline. Learn how to preserve it. Get seafoam. Get PRID and PRIG gas and diesel preservatives. Buy that stuff ahead now while you can. Just get prepared, especially with food and a way to get water and be able to move your vehicles around, get gasoline, get a way to be able to cook food, stay warm. Because if you live in a colder climate, winter's coming. And folks, if they want to collapse the economy and kill as many people as possible, it'll be this winter. This one or next. One of the two. Depends on what happens in the next election, if we even get that far. That's all I got for this time, Vince.
Kyle, thank you so much. And the Panama Canal.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.